علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide towards managers, a guide to managers, where we are trying to understand from different statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, some points that can help managers in different departments and in different fields to be able to manage well and in an Islamic manner. And we are focusing on the 31st sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where it is basically a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his son. It is actually a testament or a will to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, where he starts in a very, very eloquent and a very powerful way, almost poetic in the way he tries to describe things, where he first discusses about himself, and then he talks about his child and his son. He kind of expresses his own states and the states of his child, and then in that way trying to evoke those emotions to bring about the best of results in his discussion.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this sermon, if you read the first phrases where he talks about himself and his son, there are certain phrases that would be a bit misunderstood. For example, where Imam Ali alayhi salam tells his son and tells him that wa abdi dunya wa tajir al ghurur wa gharim al manaya, where he says that he's a slave of the world, a trader of its deception, a debtor of his wishes. When these words are used, the person might feel that, oh, so Imam Hassan is basically being accused by his father of these negative traits. But that is untrue, because when you look at the depth of this letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam is addressing Imam Hassan with, he is basically trying to drive a very powerful point. And that point is the fact that I, as a father, am leaving this world now, and I want you, my son, to make sure you have covered all those negative points of your existence in the best possible way. See, at the end of the day, the imams however great they were human beings. And they are ma'soom. They definitely are sinless. And therefore it is very irrelevant or wrong to say, for example, that the imam is, for example, one who follows his desires, or for example, he is a slave of this world. These words are completely incorrect in the real sense when we refer to the imam. But when Imam Ali alayhi salam is addressing Imam Hassan and saying that, he is trying to drive that point to him and tell him that remember that all of us are poor, antumul fuqara'u ilallah, all human beings. And you, my son Hassan, you are also poor in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are nothing without Allah's attention. Such that if really Allah drives away or shifts his attention from you, or even from me, or even from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we in ourselves intrinsically do not have any positive traits. Intrinsically ourselves, we are nothing without Allah, without his attention, without his greatness, without his attention towards us.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
So, it's as if Imam Hassan alayhi salam is being told by Imam Ali alayhi salam that were it not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attention, were it not for you, O Hassan, always asking Allah and doing munajat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and addressing him constantly, that what, O Allah, help me, لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين أبدا, don't leave me even for a split second. If it was not for this, O Hassan, that you are doing every day, if it was not for that, then you are a slave of this world. If it was not for your deep devotion towards God and praying to Him and constantly doing tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are what? You are tajir al-ghurur, a trader of its deception, a debtor of its wishes, a victim of distresses, one who is overpowered by desires. Yes, all of us are like that. Were it not for our attention to Allah, but the imams, because of their depth of attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have overwhelmed all these negative influences. But see, when a manager is addressing another manager, when a manager is trying to leave and he's trying to address another manager, he's trying to exaggerate and give very much importance to those negative factors that could be a source of not being able to continue the path in the best way. So here Imam Ali alayhi salam is addressing Imam Hassan alayhi salam, telling him, see, as a human being, as a material entity in this world, we are like this. We are asirul maut. We are prisoners of death. Halifil humum. We are, an ally of worries. We are qareenul ahzan. We are a neighbor of griefs. Wa nusubil afat. And we are a victim of distresses. We are sari'il shahawat. We are overpowered by desires. Wa khalifatil amwat. And a successor of the death. We are like this. This is our state. So, O Hassan, continue that state of connection that you have with God. Continue the munajat that you have. Continue those night long sajdas that you perform. Continue your day long prayers and fasting so that you can be safe from all of these negative traits that naturally are facing a human being. You see how powerful this and how beautifully Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to bring about that important point that he wants. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam's wonder. This is his eloquence. And this is his power. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه